she growled, then reached for my balls and grabbed hold, squeezing like a vice.
Fuck!
I shouted, knowing that my chances of ever having a baby were about to become worse than any of these supers here if she kept that up. Hell, judging by the pain and her strength, she was about to rip off my twig and berries. No time for catching my breath. The only thing I could think of was causing her pain to distract her grip, and the only course of action I had at the moment was to bite. Her arm was my first target, but my bite tore flesh, and she simply managed to squeeze harder. I thought I was about to pass out from the pain, but saw only one target left. Releasing her arm, I tore at her bikini top, exposing her breast and nipple, and tore the fucker off with my teeth. Yeah, that did it. She was howling and thrashing, but I managed to roll away, my family jewels still intact. The pain was in my legs, my stomach, and spreading. I tried to stand, but collapsed, hands on my groin as if that would protect me from further pain. Her hand pressed to her tit. She was coming at me. How many times can one's life flash before their eyes? I waited for it to happen, but I'm glad to say that it didn't. What did flash before my eyes was charm. Not a sexy, naked, hand-on-my-dick charm, but her, standing in a dress, her cute lips turned up in a smile, her loving eyes staring at me. It was a red dress, one I'd never even seen in real life that I could remember. But damn, it looked real. At that moment, I swore to see her in it. Someday. Somehow. When the woman snatched up her cutlass, looming over me, it wasn't just fear for my life or my nuts that pushed me on. It was the image of the red dress. I said fuck it to holding back, hoping nobody would notice, and pushed through the pain to lunge. Of course, if you've ever tried to push through that pain, you'd know it's impossible. I fell right back to my ass, and instead of attacking her, scooted back to avoid the strike that narrowly missed me. The pain wouldn't last long, I knew, but I didn't have time.
Fucking suck it up!
I shouted at myself, and then grabbed dirt, which I flung at her as I rolled. She'd learned her lesson about being taken down from before, but I expected that. Instead of going for the takedown, I waited for her to lunge back, and then spun on the ground to kick her legs out. I don't know if you've ever spun super fast on dirt and stones before while wearing nothing but weird gladiator underwear, but it stings like a bitch. Now my back was likely bloody as well, but I had my advantage and took it. Instead of going for her, I scrambled over to where I saw something gleaming in the dirt. My spear. My hand grabbed hold and I turned back, thrusting it through her calf muscle before she could even stand. Her shout of agony was satisfying, but even more so when I knelt, realizing the pain had faded and jumped to land on her arm. I wrestled the cutlass away from her and turned back in time to see someone with a sword charging for us. He had half his scalp chopped off and was crying, tears streaking through the blood on his face, but he was committed to killing us. I cursed and took the final blow before he stole it from me. One good thud, and the woman below me was gone. My energy was somewhat drained, but I figured that put me back to a point about equal to me before I had superpowers. And this guy with the sword didn't look like he was anywhere near that. Only then, I noticed three of them coming from my right, and they seemed to be working together. Damn. So far, there had been the first four, then the lady, so that meant one more. Since I couldn't see the final fighter, that meant... Shit! I threw myself sideways as a trident tore through the air. One of its spikes tore into my arm and knocked it sideways, but broke free, tearing the skin. It wasn't deep, but hurt like hell. Idiot let his weapon go, though, I thought, as I picked it up and turned. A woman stood there, yanking the spear half from the other woman's calf as she eyed me. The guy with the sword was about the same distance, so instead of trying to take them both at once, I shouted a war cry and charged the group of three. I didn't know what effect that would have on the other two, but I had seemingly drawn everyone's attention as the three backed up, preparing for a fight. That had to mean the other two were coming, so I grinned. But when I glanced behind, it was clear that it hadn't worked out exactly as planned. Instead of those two working to take down these three with me, as I'd hoped, and then letting us fight for ourselves, everyone had apparently surrounded me. Somehow, I'd become the prey, all of them the hunters. The drums were still beating, to my surprise. All the excitement and cheering had drowned them out, but there was more. The crowd was silent. They watched with bated breath, waiting to see what would happen. Holy fucking shit. I was going to die. There was no doubt in my mind. My bladder spasmed, but I caught the urge to piss myself and pushed it away. Just like how I took my fear and punched it in the throat before stuffing it deep down in some dark place, and started laughing. Why? In part to make them think I was insane, in part because I'd just imagined Charm in that red dress, her tail sticking out through a hole I would have torn to make it more comfortable for her. I could see her bending down and putting on heels. That hole tearing so that her ass showed, just a bit of her crack above sexy lace panties. Maybe black, to go with the red dress? Yeah, it was a mixture of insane, turned on by my imagination, and scared shitless. But it worked. At least two weapons lowered as looks of confusion came over those fighters' faces. And those were the two I went for. It was the first time I'd fought with a trident, but I learned real fast that if you ever have to fight in an arena and have a trident to fight with, don't be a pussy. Do it. Grab that fucking trident by the shaft and triple penetrate your enemies. Tear their guts out and spin to do the same to the next. Trust me, it worked on the first two, and even though I only managed dual penetration on the third, one of the trident ends missing, I fucking tore his throat out with the remaining two. Ignore the sexual references. I already said I was losing my mind a bit, right? Or don't ignore them. Embrace them, as I did in the heat of the moment. Imagine, if you will, some large dude who has probably looked down on people like you his whole life. And there you are with a golden spear of death, three prongs already covered with blood and guts, and he wants to kill you. Well, fuck that guy in the face with a trident. Then fuck him in those perfect oversized abs and then in his chest over and over while you laugh and stare your last two opponents down. With a final plunge, I stopped myself, realizing my muscles were feeling the fatigue. I shook my head, clearing it as best I could. The last thing I wanted to do was leave here as an actual insane person. I had to remind myself that it was an act. And what would an insane person do next? Hell if I knew. But I tore my rope-supported underwear off and flung it in the face of the next guy as I charged. He swung wildly with his sword, but I had the reach and knocked it out of his hands before ending him. I could barely hold up the trident anymore by the time I turned to the female with the half-spear. My half-spear.
How the hell did they even let you in here?
She asked, staring at me wide-eyed.
You belong in a nut house. Better yet, floating off into space where no one would ever have to deal with you again.
I held out the trident, arms shaking, covered in blood and guts. Dick, hard as stone, and said, Say uncle!
What?
You don't have to die. I held the trident point at her now, doing my best to keep my arms steady. What do you all say? Should she run away and hide, or...
Kill her!
Someone shouted, and when I glanced over, I saw it was actually Twitch. She was pointing at the bundle that held my armor, and shouted,
You have to!
Well, shit. Apparently, she'd found a way to see my experience. Maybe her windows were partially working or something. I don't know. But it seemed I only had one fight left to level up. That would be it. The final level. Enough skill points to unlock the troubleshoot skill and get us to Charm. One step closer to that red dress. My eyes turned back to the woman in front of me, and she crouched. She wasn't going anywhere, I was pleased to see. At the same time, I wanted more than anything to curl up and go to sleep. So when she charged, I lowered my trident, leaned on it, and then let it fall. There was no way I was going to take her on with all that weight. The spear tip came close to my jugular, but left her open for a punch to the gut. I was relieved to see that my punches still had enough to them to send her stumbling back, coughing. Seeing that I had ditched my weapon, she glared and tossed the piece of spear aside, this time coming in with fists raised. Many women I'd known knew how to brawl, having been raised on the outskirts of the ghetto, but this woman was clearly a trained fighter. Her abs shone with sweat and splattered blood as she came at me, throwing punch after punch, half of them connecting. One of my eyes started to swell after taking a hit, and then my lower lip split open. I got a kick in here, a punch there, but she was kicking my ass.
"Next time,"
she said, rounding on me and then connecting with a roundhouse to my thigh that sent me to one knee.
"Ugh, keep your underwear on. Die with dignity."
"I can't really have a next time if I die this time,"
I grunted through the pain, and then took the next punch to the forehead in favor of being able to lunge up, grab her by the waist, and slam her into the wall. In my mind, it was going to be this cool moment where spikes on the wall shot through her chest and stomach, and I'd have won. Unfortunately, it didn't work that way. Instead, she made a face at the pain, then broke my grip and slammed her head into mine, making my swollen eye worse. We grappled, tossing each other about, pressed firmly together in a way that made me keenly aware and relieved that my boner was long gone. She was right, though. Taking off the underwear had been too much. I'd never live that one down, if I lived at all. It was almost sheer luck that when she spun to get around me, I spun at the same time and my knee connected hard with her jaw. She fell down, I with my shin on her neck, and we stopped there, my fist raised. I was about to throw that last punch, finish her off, and get my level. The final level we needed to figure this out, we hoped, and then get to charm.
"Do it, coward,"
the bloody pulp of a woman said, staring up at me, and I hesitated. By God, I wished I hadn't, because at that moment, the missiles started raining down on us. Chapter 15. First, the far walls exploded, then sections of the stands and body parts went flying. I glanced up at Twitch, who shook her head while Gale was at her side motioning for me to get to them. Her mouth was moving, but all I heard was the deafening explosions. If I didn't move now, I was likely going to be buried under rubble, if I didn't get hit by the blasts first. Ignoring the lady's calls to end it, to not leave her in shame, I was up, charging for the far wall as more blasts went off around me. Odd how when explosions and death are all around you, being nude in front of an arena full of people doesn't feel like that big of a deal. Twitch and Gale didn't even glance down at me when I made it up and over the walls to reach them. We ran for the only way we knew out of there, the doors they'd used at the back of the fighter staging. "They found us," I said, glancing up to see ships similar to the one we'd stolen from the enemy.
"More than likely,"
Twitch agreed. We ducked into the fighter's area and nearly collided with the older woman with the flowered dress. She looked frazzled, but not panicked.
"Clothes,"
she said, glancing at my crotch and then pointing to the tunics and breeches along the wall.
"No need,"
Twitch said, making me think she preferred me to run around like this, but then she tossed me the bundle with my armor. More explosions rocked the compound as I pulled out the armor and had it on in less than 30 seconds, including underwear. Proper boxer briefs this time.
"You,"
the woman said, seeing me now for who I was.
"They're after you three, aren't they?"
We didn't feel the need to mention the fact that there were more of us out there, including the man we'd taken from Ranger, Wendelor.
"Which side are you on?"
Twitch asked.
"The side that makes me a profit by keeping me in business,"
the woman replied. "Your business?" I asked.
"All of this, oof,"
she said, wincing at another explosion.
"It's mine, what's left of it."
"Seeing as those bastards are blowing your business to bits,"
Gale said,
"that sort of puts you on our side. So which way is out?"
"If I help you,"
she sighed and then pointed to the far wall.
There's a door there, another stairway out of here to where, my people tell me, your ship remains.
And you?
She shook her head.
I'll be mounting a defense.
I wanted to stay and ask more about what that meant, but she was already running off, calling orders into some sort of comms device. We made for the back door and were soon running for the wall, charging through crowds that had no idea which way to go as ships attacked from above.
What the hell is their plan?
Gale shouted above the noise.
Kill everyone and hope they get us? Looks that way,
Twitch replied. We have to stop them, I said. Stating the obvious, I know, but the sooner we get this whole affair taken care of, the sooner we can kick their asses. I pulled up my stats again and saw that Twitch had been right. Not quite to the next level. So close, but not there. We bounded up those stairs, debating what we could do, but in the end it came down to one simple point. We needed to get my level up, then hope that we'd be able to save Charm and find some way to stop this chaos. We found the ship with Wendlore and Renaut, and he confirmed that all we needed was to open the gate. It could be here, anywhere. It didn't matter. We let them take the controls and get us out of there, taking it as proof enough of their loyalty that they'd stayed. Twitch, Gale, and I went to the cargo bay, and as soon as we were there, Twitch said,
First, you look like shit.
Thanks, I said. At least I feel like it, too. So, you know, it matches. Feelings and looks.
Uh-huh.
She looked me over, shaking her head.
We need to get you to the Citadel and get healed up.
But first we have to fix all this.
Right.
Her eyes took on a moment of doubt, then determination.
It's quite simple, really.
The solution?
You have to kick my ass,
Twitch said.
It's the only way to make this work.
Gale and I stared at Twitch, totally caught off guard by what she'd just said.
You seriously want him to kick your ass?
Gale asked.
No, of course not,
Twitch admitted.
But if we then fight me?
Gale interrupted, turning to me with a grin.
I'm not talking abuse or some shit, but fight and don't hold back. Consider it rough sparring.
Gale, I can't, I protested.
What? Hit a woman?
She laughed, looking me up and down, squaring off against me.
You've not only hit women, you've killed them.
Only the bad ones.
Don't think of it that way, then. Think of me as a supervillain if you need to. Hell, I was in prison as one anyway. Me, I'll think of it as foreplay. What?
Twitch asked.
You heard me. I'm not into a man beating me or anything disturbing like that. But a man who's not afraid to treat me as an equal? To spar with me and not hold back. That's fucking hot.
Gale, I just can't... I started, instantly cut off as she slammed a knee into my nuts. My gut reaction was to strike back, and I did. A good punch right in the kisser. Before I fell back, holding my sack and groaning.
Fuck! Fuck! I didn't mean to do that!
She was wiping blood from her lip and laughing, and leaped on me, pinning me down.
Come on, man! Let's see what you got!
She said, and then started wailing on me. Punch after punch. And I was getting pissed. One of them hit a cut on my arm from the arena fight, and I howled in pain.
Don't hold back on him just because he's injured!
Twitch called out, laughing as those punches came raining down hard. With a thrust of my hips, I tossed Gale off, spinning and following to give her a swift kick in the ass that sent her sprawling.
Enough!
I said, still feeling the discomfort in my stomach from the knee to my guts, but also now feeling a stinging sensation on my right cheek. She must have caught me good.
Is it, Breaker?
She said, standing and glaring, fists held tight.
Because from where I'm standing, we haven't gotten through. You still need that level, and I find this sexy as fuck. So come over here, give it your best, and later, when this is all done, I'm giving you the best I got, if you get my drift.
I think he does,
Twitch said, and laughed.
This isn't funny, I protested. I don't know about you all and this weird supers bullshit, but on Earth, a man doesn't hit a woman.
Rightly so,
Twitch said.
But right now, you're being a chicken shit and treating her like she's less than you. You want to be a gentleman, right here, right now? Defeat your opponent!
I was getting damn sick of them trying to emasculate me, but that wasn't enough to make me be okay with this. It was like I was in my worst nightmare. Only it was true, and this was the only way to make it through. Somehow, I needed to convince myself to do this, and realized that if I didn't think it was her I was hitting, or could at least do a good job pretending it wasn't, then maybe this could work. So I pulled on my ability to cloak, which was still messed up from this crazy world, and it sent an image of myself out. Gail cocked her head, then her eyes went wide.
Whatever you need to do.
Stepping up behind the image of me, she said,
kick your own ass.
I hated myself at that moment, but charged forward and unleashed. She blocked while the replica of myself pretty much followed suit. It wasn't perfect, such as when she struck back and my replica went for a kick instead of a punch, costing me a good hit. And something about that strike made my head fuzzy, so that when I finally went at it, I almost believed I was fighting some evil version of myself. With a final kick, Gail fell to the floor, and my screen popped open with the words, "Level up," flashing. Oh my God, I said, kneeling next to her. I didn't even know where to put my hands. I felt horrible. I just wanted to shoot myself in the face. I'm so sorry, I-
Stop being a pussy,
she said, laughing, and then pulled me on top of her and down for a deep tongue kiss. Her hand cupped my package and she pulled me in with her legs, and I was caught in a mixture of horror and arousal.
Not the time,
Twitch said, putting her hand between us so that Gail licked it once by accident, and then pulled back with a laugh.
That was so fucking hot,
Gail said.
Damn. Damn!
You're not hurt? I asked. Gail looked up at me with a humored look.
Breaker, come on. You couldn't break me in 1,000 years. You think I made it to major in an air force of supers without taking a few hits? Shit, I could do that all day and then fuck all night. In fact, anytime you want to, I'm down. Here I was thinking she was the normal one,
Twitch said, folding her arms but smiling as she stood.
Hey, I'm normal.
Gail let me stand, then took my hand as I helped her up.
I just say fuck it to gender bullshit. Sure, if a man was way stronger than me and hit me to prove he was, or in some way abused me in a way that I was uncomfortable with, I'd freeze him and then break him into 1,000,000,000 pieces. But what we just did? Would you feel wrong if I was a guy?
No, I admitted.
So then sack up and get over it, sugar. This is the real world, and every bit of it was consensual and hot. Don't ruin it with a shitty attitude.
I turned to Twitch for help, but she just smiled at me and shrugged.
She has a good point. You ever hit a woman out of rage or whatever, I'm going to delete you. But this was different.
Whatever, I said, taking a deep breath, totally conflicted by moving on. I didn't realize I could go up levels by sparring, I admitted, wondering about the ramifications of that. I mean, how much do you think light sparring helps?
Might be based on how hard you're going,
Twitch said, considering the question.
I bet even shadowboxing gives you something, though maybe the same amount of experience would have taken you hours to achieve with something like that.
Still, it's something. I turned now, ready to make our move. Pulling up my screen, I went to the last skill tree and froze. Oh, right. I turned back to Twitch, gulped, and said, I forgot. I need to unlock your powers again for it to work. Gail chuckled and glanced around, then said,
I'll stand guard. You know.
It was clear neither of us wanted her to leave, and when she had, we turned to each other awkwardly, standing there. Not sure what to do next.
Blood mixing? Or sex?
She asked. I prefer the latter, I admitted. She grinned.
Of course. Me too.
Why's this so weird? I asked with a nervous laugh. It isn't our first time.
You look like shit, for one,
she said, clearly trying to clear the air, but it just made me feel more awkward. My hand went to my swollen eye and I cringed. It was getting better already, enough so that it didn't hinder my sight, but I imagined she was right about it looking horrible. That, plus the various cuts and scrapes, and yeah, I could see this being harder for her.
Sorry,
she said, apparently noticing my reaction.
Maybe just strip,
she said.
That'll make it easier for me.
And even more awkward for me, I protested. But when she put her hands on her hips and stared, waiting, I took a breath and went to it. When I had pulled off my boxer briefs, hanging out there for the world to see, she let her eyes roam across my body, her smile spreading, and then she stepped forward once, paused, and then again. I met her the rest of the way, and she took my hands and placed them on the seam of her armor.
Now, undress me,
she commanded. And so I did. Finally, she was nude, too. She took me by the hand and led me to the ship's showers. Her hands moved across my body, washing me, and then she joined in. When we were clean, we threw some towels on the ground, and I lowered myself on top of her. Unlike every other time, now we went at it slowly, like two teenagers trying this whole thing out for the first time. I cupped her breast, kissed her neck, and then ran my tongue along her skin until I reached her nipple, which I tenderly massaged with my lips. She pulled me up, pressed her lips to mine as she put a leg between mine and felt my cock against her. Her breathing came deep, and I knew she was getting into it. So I rolled over onto my back and ran my hands along her spine, grabbed an ass cheek with each, and lifted her so that we were standing. She let out a giddy yelp and wrapped her arms around my neck, her green hair draping down around my face as we kissed again. And then I lowered her onto me. Her moist pussy embraced my cock and it pinched. She was so tight. As we worked it up and down, moving with each other and pressing her against the wall for leverage, soon we started moaning and gently nibbling at each other. And then, out of nowhere, she pushed down, turned around, and put her hands on the wall, ass out.
Slap it,
she said. When I hesitated, she shouted,
spank me!
I went with it, slapping her ass softly at first, but then she reached down between her legs, guiding me in, and said,
again!
Now I was going at it from behind, thrusting and slapping her ass, and then I fell forward, leaning partially on her and grabbing her breasts, and she was loving it. It fucking hurt, with all my injuries from the gladiator fights, but there was no way pain was going to stand between us. Twitch moaned hard, rubbing herself, and then when she came, she bent over and grabbed my balls at the right moment, right as I was about to come. And then it was my turn. I pulled her hips to me, as if that could help me go any deeper, and thrust out of control as my cock throbbed and the cum shot out, over and over. Finally, I pulled out and we both collapsed, leaning against the wall. When I looked over, I realized her hand was in mine.
That'll do it,
she said, grinning at me. And then she lifted my hand and kissed it. Is this okay? I asked.
I mean, this thing we all have going here, it's so confusing. When it's one-on-one, even more so.
She kissed my hand again, then held it to her breast.
Let me give you a word of advice. Two words, actually. Shut up.
That's your advice?
Yes. When you have something good going, just shut up and enjoy it.
She licked her lips, then took my hand and placed it on her pussy, rubbing my finger along her clit.
I know that's what I'm doing.
She came again, then opened her eyes wide and said,
oh, shit! We need to get to it! Come on, stop jerking around!
I was about to protest, but just then Gail walked in, whistled at the sight of us both nude, and then clapped her hands.
Bravo, you two! Bravo! Can we do this now?
Without even bothering to dress yet, I stood and pulled up my skills, glad to see the Twitch skill tree fully ready to go. My skill points with just enough to max out one full branch, ending with the troubleshooter skill. When it was done, I turned to see Twitch there, fully nude and gorgeous, pink screens spread out before her. At first, I just looked at the screens and they were as confusing as ever, but it became clear, not that I could read them, but I knew there was a strange shroud over them. Not fully understanding what I was doing, I reached up to her main screen, touched it, and pulled. Sure enough, it was as if a tinted window with strange glowing symbols was lifted from her pink screen, and she gasped. My new powers allowed me to see it too. The code was back to normal. With my troubleshoot skill and the ones before it, I was able to make out what it all referred to now. One screen had code on me, straight down to my IQ, my measurements, in all places, and when I scrolled farther down, all sorts of info related to what my DNA held. Huh, I said. Part Portuguese. I never knew that.
Focus,
she said, pulling up a larger screen.
That wasn't the only issue with this place. Only a mask to hide it. Look.
Sure enough, the new screen was representative of this galaxy, and it had a line of code crossed out, smeared like someone had spilled coffee on it. Only as I moved my hand across it, the letters and numbers appeared. Twitch grinned, inputting them with quick touches and movements of her hand until the code was complete. With a final motion, it was done, and she closed the screen, replacing it with another.
Ready?
She asked. I nodded.
You two might want to get dressed first,
Gale said with a laugh, standing in the entryway.
I was wondering where you two got off to. We got off right here,
Twitch said with a chuckle.
Yeah, yeah.
Gale waved the comment away.
Do it soon, because I'm honestly getting turned on like crazy right now. I know we have a mission to get to, so I'm holding myself back, but hurry.
We laughed and threw on our clothes, my mind racing with curiosity regarding all of the other skills I'd just upgraded without taking the time to look them over. We were ready to enter the other side. Chapter 16. We had Wendlor land the ship near a bog past the other side of the mountains, well out of the reach of the enemy. At least we hoped it was, because we weren't sure how long we'd be gone, or how all of this travel worked. For that matter, we weren't completely sure we'd even be able to return, but we held on to our optimism. The alternative was too terrifying. I stepped out into what had become a cold night, dark red mist rising up from the murky waters on the ground nearby, and I turned to Twitch. I'll go alone, I said. We can't risk us all going.
We can't risk coming back without Charm,
Twitch said.
Then there's the whole matter of you needing me if we have a chance of coming back. Obviously, the three of us will go.
Gale cleared her throat, then said,
Actually, shouldn't one of us be here in case there's trouble?
You don't want to go?
It's not that. It's what I said, and...
Gale fidgeted with the armor around her neck and jaw, the part that folded out into a helmet.
Traveling like that? Yeah, I don't want to go.
Twitch nodded.
It's your choice. We are going.
You're sure? I asked her. Twitch didn't even respond to that, but turned and pulled up her screen again, the one I recognized from earlier, now that the code was starting to somewhat make sense. With a swipe of her hand, a black hole formed as it had on the prison ship to take us here, and when it was large enough, I took Twitch's hand in mine, and we stepped forward to enter. Only it moved away. Then again. Each time we stepped toward it, it was gone, reappearing elsewhere.
I was afraid of that,
Wendlor said, appearing at the doorway.
Of what?
Twitch asked.
It's not going to let you. You need an escort.
He stepped forward and said,
Not within, but to get you through.
He held up his hand, hesitant, eyes flickering back and forth. Wendlor... What is it you're not telling us? I asked. For another moment, he stared at the black hole, then finally pulled up his screen. When he moved a shaky hand along it, he said,
You've heard of the old arts? The dark arts?
Like magic? I asked. He nodded.
This isn't magic, but there are similarities when using powers related to the Nihilists. For one... What it takes out of you. Part of your soul? Sometimes. Your life? Perhaps.
Wendlor, what will this do to you? I wasn't sure I even wanted to hear the answer, but had to know anyway. For another moment he stood there, then hit the screen again and a darkness surrounded him, his skin growing pale.
Someone, keep Renout where he is. He can't see this. And tell him I had to do this. to make amends.
Tell him yourself, I said, horrified at what was happening. He's in the next room over.
I may not have that chance.
With those last words, the portal magnified, and this time we could see inside, see a vision of a city in darkness. Black metal rose high, strong spikes under a sky of vibrant red gases that floated along in front of the stars. Before we went, I turned to Wendlor and said, "Thank you." He nodded, then whispered,
"No, you should be able to return on your own. Perhaps, if not, find a nihilist, force them to help. Somehow."
He collapsed to one knee, motioning us on, so I gripped Twitch's hand, and together we stepped through. Unlike entering this world where everything was mostly similar to the world we'd come from, here even the air tasted murky. It was likely intensified by the knowledge that someone had just possibly sacrificed himself for us to make it here. A ribbon of red gas passed above the starry sky. Distant gray moons stared down at us like dull eyes. We stood next to a wall that jutted up far above, shaping a building that resembled twisted metal more than a place people would enter. The streets were darker than the sky, without so much as a reflection of the light. I started to take a step forward, but Twitch took me by the arm as two forms walked by. To our relief, neither looked our way. Still, we were able to make out their forms. Long robes, faces of pale skin.
"Change us to look like them,"
Twitch whispered. That should have been my first thought. I focused on doing it, but hit a snag. It wasn't like I couldn't do it, but that someone had thrown a wrench into the mix. Like when you know you can come but are super drunk so it's going to take some real work to get there.
"What's taking so long?"
she asked. Just a second. This time when I tried, I searched within myself, pushing harder, and a screen popped up. Not my normal stats one, but something similar to Twitch's, only more of a dark purple. Also, unlike my stats screen, she could see this one, as evidenced by the way she blinked when it appeared.
"Oh, because we..."
she grinned.
"But let me see."
She stood next to me, running her hand along code that didn't make sense to me, only three lines of it. My best guess was that the color palette analogy had come back into play now that I had more than one power in my system again. It also seemed that the more recent power affected the old one more than the old one affected the new, as we'd been able to open the portal to get here without any need for illusions and weird alterations to it.
"There,"
she said, showing me where to press.
"Simply hit there. It's like clicking accept, basically."
"And that's it?"
"Well..."
she scrunched her nose, leaning in.
"Ah, fine print. Gotta love that. My guess is, and mind you, it's not always a straight translation, that the illusion does more than just make us look the part. We kind of become the part."
"Until I change us back, right?" A worry came over her, as if she hadn't considered that, but said,
"Yes."
I didn't want to argue, because this was the way forward. If it wasn't a yes, we were royally screwed anyway. Faith was the best route here. Without another thought to it, I selected the spot where she'd indicated. Unlike the normal illusions you didn't feel, this time, a coldness came over me. It was followed by a heavy feeling in my chest. My hands went clammy, and my eyes went wide so that suddenly I could see so much more in the darkness. I turned to Twitch, and she had that pale face, large black eyes with no whites to them, staring back at me.
"Please tell me that's you,"
she said, her voice still close to hers, but with an unexplained echo. I nodded, not wanting to hear my own voice like that yet.
"Hey, at least you're not all beat up looking,"
she added. "I'm not sure humor will help us in a place like this." I stopped at the corner, looking around for the best place to start. "It's kind of finally settling in, what we just did."
"Yeah, I'm reaching. Does your heart feel kind of dead?"
"I hate this."
Let's get it over with as fast as possible, then,
she said, and strolled right out into the street. I shuffled over to her, eyes searching the area for options. One of the nihilists exited the building to our side, quickly turning down a side alley. The two we'd seen were still walking away from us up ahead, and there were echoing voices in the distance somewhere. No laughter, but the low chatter of some sort of social gathering. A thud sounded in the distance, similar to that of a firework, but nothing lit up the sky. "The question is," I said, leaning over so my echo wouldn't carry far, "where would they keep prisoners?"
"We need to ask someone."
She indicated an area that looked like a park, but instead of plants, it had more twisted metal. A lone nihilist sat there, moving a ball of purple light from one hand to the next. "What's he doing?"
"That seems to be their power. At least here. I think when they travel, they take on different versions of themselves in a sense. Not sure why, but maybe that same power is what takes on the shadow attacks in our world."
"Or they could have more than one power." As she started walking over, she said,
"It's hard to say."
I didn't like this idea one bit, but we were here, and the alternatives mostly involved wandering around until we found something. Another loud thud sounded, and the nihilist looked up to the sky behind us. Then his black eyes came to rest on me.
"Here to practice the arts, friend?"
the nihilist asked. One of their kind referring to me as friend rubbed me the wrong way. But I nodded and leaned up against the wall across from him, while Twitch stood nearby, hands behind her robes. Before I could get out an answer, Twitch cleared her throat and nodded.
"Soon we'll take over the Citadel. Then there won't be any need for all this,"
she said.
"On that day, I hope to see one as skilled as yourself fighting at my side."
"This little thing,"
the nihilist said, taking the ball of purple light and running it along his knuckles, then making it vanish.
"A child's trick. But I'll be on the front lines. You can count on that."
"There's no battle as important," I said, playing along to try and figure out what Twitch was trying to accomplish there.
"Soon, my friend,"
he said, and reached out a pale, clammy hand. When I hesitated, he looked at me with suspicion. I quickly grasped his hand, and he simply held it there, staring into my eyes.
"There's something strange about you," he said.
"I've been hearing that all my life," I countered.
"Indeed?"
The nihilist turned to consider Twitch, seemed about ready to sound an alarm, but another boom sounded. He pointed as he released my hand.
"Do you hear that?"
In the silence, more distant thuds came, in rapid succession this time.
"What you hear,"
he explained,
"is the fight that recently broke out in the Great Keep. We've all been warned to stay clear, except for the Shadow Forces."
"Stay clear? Why?" I asked.
"Outsiders,"
he replied.
"Odd that you haven't heard."
"We had urgent matters to attend to,"
Twitch interjected.
"Just returned, you see."
His round eyes found hers, skepticism plain on his face, and the purple ball returned.
"You would be wise to follow orders. As much as you might want to get involved, it will only end badly for you. I've foreseen it."
"We'll take our chances," I said.
"Me? I'll be right here, waiting."
The nihilist moved to one of the strange metal sculptures, running his finger along the sharp edge of it.
"It was our world, too, after all. We have every right to it, every right to return to the old ways, our old forms."
"We do," I said, in my most confident voice.
"And when we storm into their cities..."
He faced me now, a smile forming, if you could call it that. His eyes didn't change, but his mouth revealed sharp teeth.
I'll eat the children first, then the women, then the elderly, all while their cowardly, defeated superheroes watch, helpless.
What the fuck was what I wanted to say? Instead, I punched him in the nose.
Shit!
Twitch said, quickly going to one knee and pulling up pink screens where I hoped nobody would see them. The Nihilist recovered, his hands shooting out so that purple light burst forth, and then Twitch swiped away her screens as the metal around the Nihilist shot out and around him, engulfing him until he was part of it. His dark eyes bulged as his face sank into the substance, his mouth already filled with shining black metal as he tried to sound an alarm. And then he was gone.
That's twisted, I said.
It's good to have my powers back,
she replied, then pointed in the direction of the large keep the Nihilist had mentioned.
At least we got our intel before you decided to lose your cool.
The fucker was talking about eating us. Well, supers.
Which includes us,
she pointed out.
I'm not saying he didn't deserve what he got. They all do, if that's their intention for us. But we might want to proceed with caution.
The road to the keep was a wide one, but soon we saw a line of cloaked figures ahead, so darted off of the road into an alley. We followed the alley around to a point behind a building that allowed us to see both the guards and the keep beyond.
Well, this is a pickle, I said.
She looked at me then, to see if I was somehow referring to my cock, and then she shook her head.
Where's the pickle?
It's a saying. Back home when you're in a tight spot, you know, not sure how you'll get out.
Like a pickle in a jar?
She asked.
So we're the pickles.
I frowned. Is it really important? We turned back to the task at hand. But now she had my mind spinning. Maybe it's more about how pickle jars can be impossible to get open. You know, no matter how hard you try, you can't get it open. So maybe it's more like the saying should be, well, this is a pickle jar of a problem. But that doesn't work so well. She shrugged.
Supers don't tend to have problems with pickle jars.
Oh? Then what makes it hard to get out?
The way it's all slippery,
she answered.
You know, you try to get it and it keeps slithering away back into the jar.
I chuckled, took her by the hand, and said, how are we going to get this pickle?
My thought,
Twitch said, nodding to the guards,
is that we get in there by pretending to be one of them, the guards, or the shadow forces he mentioned.
I nodded, about to question exactly how we'd go about that, when a figure appeared on the wall ahead, silhouetted against one of the red streams of gases in the sky. Judging by the fluffy tail, ears, and unkempt hair, it was Charm.
What the?
I stared, totally caught off guard by that. She was running along the wall, the sounds of shouting following, and then a blast of purple light shot out, nearly hitting her. Her arms flailed wildly, and she looked like she was going to fall, but then a second figure appeared, grabbing her hand and throwing a burst of gold light back in the opposite direction. As we watched, a figure with glowing wings jutted into the air and blasts of gold light exploded into the night, followed by shouts and screams. A cloud appeared coming at the figures, with more blasts of purple coming from it, heading right for Charm. Blue energy shields flew up, and I could see the silhouette of a head moving along the wall. The guards were apparently distracted by this, too, and when an alarm sounded from the keep 2 seconds later, they took off running for it.
She has friends,
Twitch said, beaming.
And this is our chance.
We were up, darting forward, right past where the guards had been moments ago. We overtook one, and I grabbed him by the head as we went, slamming him face first into the stone walkway. And then I was up and running again, with barely a break in my pace. A glance back showed his limp form, and when the next one turned to say something, she apparently saw this, and was about to ask what happened when Twitch slid her hand in the air, a pink screen flashing in and out of existence, and then the female Nihilist was falling into the ground, stones quickly filling in on top of her. You're fucking scary, I said as I ran closer to her, wanting to ensure we weren't separated.
Slamming that guy with your strength probably killed him,
she countered.
I'm worse here?
Yes, because she didn't even have a fighting chance. I'm like the knife you bring to the fight.
And I'm like the gun?
She asked. You're like the 8-megaton warhead, I replied, watching as the remaining guards turned a corner that led them to the sound of the alarm. More explosions went off, and I couldn't see any sign of Charm now, but could see the tower where we'd last seen her. Instead of following the guards, we broke off to our left, scaling the wall into a courtyard, and made for where we thought Charm might be. The fighting we heard meant all the guards must have been occupied, because we didn't run into any. Soon we'd climbed up the side of one of the walls and managed to get in by breaking a window. We were in the castle. Now, it was all about finding my lady. Chapter 17. The inside of the keep gave me the feeling of old games I'd played that were set in castles where I spent many hours defeating vampires. Only here, there were strange glowing lights, the occasional hand sensor on a door, and other more technologically advanced gadgets that I don't imagine they had in the games I'd played. We worked our way along hallways that would have been pitch black if not for our nihilist eyes, and then into rooms with crazy holo displays that were nearly blinding. In one, there was a holographic image of a tall nihilist in flowing robes, rippling as if the wind were blowing from the front, and he had his hands outstretched, his head raised, as he spoke.
The time to retake our world is upon us. The evil forces that compelled us to go into exile many years ago will fall at our hands, suffer under the power we pull from the other dimension. When we finished with them, not a single light eye will breathe again. It is a long journey to their lands, but we are close, growing ever closer. You have served us well as scouting parties, and when we arrive, you will be rewarded. You will lead our forces into battle, and when it is over, be given positions of great respect.
Sounded like he was saying he'd put them on the front lines. Sure, give the living wealth, if there were any left living among them after it was finished. I almost felt sorry for these bastards, if not for the fact that they wanted to eat our faces off. It wasn't until we were almost in the room that we noticed the other nihilists bent over, faces to the ground in supplication. Not so nihilistic, apparently, these nihilists. Twitch took me gently by the arm, pulling back out of there. With each step, I was sure they'd pop up and come after us or yell at us for not bowing too. But then we were out of the room, heading in a different direction. Damn, I wished I had some way of communicating with Charm to find out exactly where she was. Now that we had the ship and were forming a real team, that was definitely something we'd have to get onto. We did, however, have superpowers, which got me thinking. I scanned, my screen showing various nihilists nearby, labeling them as such, and even saying where they were on a scale of power and rank in their militaristic culture. Useful, perhaps, but not what I was looking for.
You okay?
Twitch said, unable to see my screen but watching me move my head about to scan. Checking for where Charm is, I said. Problem is, it only scans so far. She nodded, then said,
Let me try.
With her pink screens, she amplified my search so that suddenly I could see at least 100 more nihilist locations, but nothing else at first. As I scanned up and to my left, there was a brief blip. Special powers, foresight, shields, notes, with the Citadel. That's all I saw, and then it was gone, out of range. Not her, but if there was a normal super there, it could be related. That way, I said, explaining what I saw as we made for some stairs and worked our way up.
Wait, so it actually said she's with the Citadel?
Twitch asked, confused. That's right, meaning something's happening, something big. We need to find out what. She looked excited as she agreed. Soon, we were two levels up, and I saw more info screens popping up. One said there was someone with the ability to make replicas of herself and do poison, another able to fly, and her power simply said, divinity, which made me very curious. Finally, as we ran out onto an external bridge that led us to a stairway on the next tower over, I saw the one I was looking for. Since I knew her, it had more information. Charm. Loyal lover. Sexy as hell. Special powers. Charms, claws, strength. Notes. Taken by Nihilist. It hadn't said that last time I'd scanned her, so I had to wonder if this system adapted to me. Apparently it did. It's her, I said, then turned to Twitch and let my power scan her, curious to see if it had changed too. It said, Twitch, lady on the streets, freak in the sheets. I stopped reading there, trying not to laugh. She eyed me and said,
Focus. But tell me later what the hell's so funny.
I agreed, and we charged for the stairs, letting my scanner screens fade now, as they were close enough to where I wasn't worried. Except that, as soon as the scanner screen started to go, new Nihilist ones popped up, and purple beams blasted out at us. Twitch threw me sideways and swiped her hand. A flash of pink screen, and then there was a shield in front of us that exploded on impact. She pushed up against the wall and fidgeted with a new screen, this one cutting into the wall behind us to make new stairs up.
Go!
She said, keeping the screen at her side.
It takes a lot of focus to keep it going.
Meaning I might get swallowed up by the building if you get distracted?
I asked over my shoulder as I ran up the new stairs.
Exactly, so stop talking.
More purple blasts went by, followed by rings of golden light that appeared overhead, spreading out and then returning. I frowned, curious, and then had to look away as a blast like a solar flare lit up the sky. Heat spread out and we ducked, the stairs flickering, and I thought I was about to be suffocated by stone.
Stay with it!
I shouted to Twitch, turning back to see that she was actually losing her balance. When I grabbed her by the fake robes, I pulled her back and the stairs stabilized.
That's them,
she said, nodding.
I'm certain of it.
The ones with the Citadel?
She nodded, and we turned back to continue our ascent. I came up to the top to see a Nihilist just starting to inspect the stairs, likely wondering if he was insane or if they'd always been there. Imagine his surprise when I came bounding up, leaped, and slammed him in the face with my fist. A second later, he was falling back down the stairs over Twitch's head. As she joined me, the stairs closed back up, and he was gone. A glance over showed a smoking rooftop nearby, a group of shadowed figures leaping over the side to the next one over.
After them,
I said, my scanner confirming that it was indeed Charm and a few others. We ran, my head thudding the closer we got. They were there, about 30 feet out. And then, suddenly, I was one with the night sky, flickering forward as clouds formed around me, and I landed at the edge of the rooftop where we'd seen them go. No idea what had just happened. Twitch appeared a second later, materializing from a cloud, and I realized we'd traveled as the Nihilists do. This was getting too weird, but before I could comment on it, a sound from below pulled my attention. I turned and looked down, and my heart leaped at one of the best sights I'd seen in some time. Charm stood there, on the alert, looking sexy as hell with her ass all pushed out in her squatting fight stance. At last, we were about to be together again. Chapter 18.
Charm!
I shouted, and leaped from the wall, standing right behind her with a grin. She spun and lashed out, a man charging up beside her with a fist that seemed to be burning. Wait, that wasn't just any man, I realized while still trying to process why they were attacking me. That was my brother, Drew.
It's me,
I said, hands up, but had to throw myself sideways to avoid a flaming punch from my brother,
Drew, stop! It's me, Chad!
Drew hesitated, confused, and then Twitch called out.
We're still under the illusion code thing!
As she landed next to me. A glance over.